open.
Oh, this is the cute kid. Damn, that kid is fucking fast.
Come here.
Oh, he is just as cute. Oh, my God.
Hey, you want to call Daddy?
Want to call him?
Dude,
after
this...
being apart for so long, we finally got an email from the embassy. We got the interview, and then he got his visa, and now, you know, he gets to finally come see me and meet his son.
Damn, she gained like 50 pounds, y'all. Real talk.
Say hi, Daddy.
Papa.
Dad,
oh, he is, man,
is
he
Daddy.
Is a cute fucking kid, man.
He's so cute.
Uh-oh. Oh, he needs a nap. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We've been playing all day. He's like a wild man, but excited to see his daddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, are you done?
You might have to go to your room. Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
That's okay. I can't believe, like, babe, listen, how many days I'm going to be seeing you, you know?
I know.
I can't wait, but, man, let me ask you a question, like, are you going to cry?
I'm not going to cry. I don't know why you think I'm such a baby.
I don't like you. You're the kind of person who is so emotional and then you express your emotions with tears like that.
Well, she's a woman, dude. That's what she's supposed to do.
Oh, my God.
That is a cute fucking kid.
I'm very nervous. Like, I know it's going to be fine because I have you.
Aw, that's so sweet. Knowing that Kobe is finally coming to America to meet his son, to be with me, I am getting...
Hang on a second.
So nervous and so scared. I haven't seen him in 2 years. I look completely different. Anyways, okay, so
I haven't seen, I look much different. Translation, I'm fat. He hasn't seen, like, I don't know. She has gained, dude, she's probably gained about 50 pounds. Easy.
To go like nurse Coben because it's about time for him to eat. When Kobe and I were in China, it was definitely honeymoon phase. You know, we were able to go to the clubs, to the bars, and like have a good time. And now, like, I'm not a partier anymore. I've changed a lot physically. When he met me, I was super fit.
No, you weren't. No. Ooh, whoa. She was not super fit at all. Well, I guess she was more fit than she was then, but you guys can see her pussy looks really fat. Like, she's got a fat fucking pussy. Hang on a second. That's a fat... Yo. Look at this shit. This pussy... Yo, hold up. See, now I got to call an audible.
Went to the gym every...
Hang on a second. I got to put this on the screen, y'all. This is... I don't think I've ever seen a pussy this fat in my life. I don't think I've ever seen a pussy this fat in my life. Look at this. I'm going to put this on the screen and I'm going to blow it up. That is incredible. Look at the size of that cooch. Her pussy is fucking fat. Wow. Wow. Her pussy is super fat. This is what we call, I don't know, they call that the fupa? I don't know that this counts as fupa, but her, look how, it looks like she's got an ass, like she's got two asses. So she used to be not fat, and now she is.
Every day. Now I have a mom bod and we have a son, and I don't know if the chemistry is still there. I don't know if he's going to find me attractive. I really don't know what he's going to think of me when he gets to America.
You go do your thing, okay? You take care of him so much. I love you, babe, and I can't wait to see you guys.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to hang up on you now. Love you. Bye. Coben?
I want to live there, Tree.
I know you don't want to be here, but do you love me enough to stay in South Dakota for 12 months?
I can stay in Serbia and have a nice lifestyle.
Here we go.
So that was a no to my question then.
See, this is it. this poor guy. Cisco, come on, Cisco. Like, what did you expect? Yeah, Dev says her pussy sticks out further than her boobs. Like, dude, that is... Hold up. Let me put that up there again. That is whack as fuck, dude. I've never seen... I don't think I have ever seen a vagina as large as that. I really don't. Wow. Wow. Okay, all right.
I've been living with my mom and dad for the last 3 months. Moving back home, I got some back to 16-year-old Jabri. And my parents are giving me tons of chores. I hate chores. I do not like chores. It's been 10 years since I've been
with my mom. It's just immature, guys.
Come on.
It's just kind of funny and awkward for me because I feel like I'm back in high school.
Hey, Dad, I know you said you wanted me to mow the lawn today, but I'm trying to figure out how to start the mower. It's like dead. I don't know if it just runs off a regular power cord, so let me know, please.
But I love and respect my parents, and they give me, most of the time, great advice, and I respect the fact that they allow me to stay here and save some money. So I'm really hoping that Miona can grow to appreciate South Dakota.
I'm gonna tell you right now, ain't no way this is working. Like, I like Jabri, and I guess his heart is in the right place. But fam, like, it's a wrap, man. It's a wrap, dude. Like, there's no way this chick, there's absolutely no way this chick is going to be okay with living in South Dakota. And, like, her mom already peeped it out. Like, her mom already peeped the shit out. Her mom already knows.
How are you?
Oh, you look like a sexy zebra.
That's funny. I bought this for you.
Where are you at? You bought that for me.
Yes. I'm just out here shopping something.
Of course you're shopping.
Definitely gonna spend all my money before I come.
Hey, don't spend all your money, okay, today? Try to save some.
Miona's smart with making money. However, she's not the greatest with spending money.
There it is. Miona's smart with making money. She's not the best at saving money. Miona's not good at making money. She's not good at making money. She's an attractive woman. Attractive women can make money when they roll out of bed. But of course, as we all know, most women can't really save money too well.
And I definitely can't provide for the Kardashian lifestyle that Miona has been looking up to.
And it looks like she's trying to look like a Kardashian too.
Because historically, I haven't been smart with my money. So that's one thing that I'm trying to really work on for the next year.
So what's going on? How are you feeling?
I'm excited, but I'm a little bit nervous too. Definitely. My life is going to change completely when I come, you know?
So are you excited about seeing South Dakota?
I'm more excited to see, like, New York and L.A. than South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
See, she wants to go to New York and L.A. She is... Oh, my God. This is going to be bad.
I get it.
We can spend some time with your family, and then when we get on our legs, we're going to start our life somewhere wherever we want.
Mm-mm-mm.
See, this is the thing. The more we stay in South Dakota, the more money we're going to save, and you're going to be able to get adjusted to the culture. Not to mention, we could potentially have our wedding here and save a lot of money. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think.
There it is.
I know you want the beach wedding.
There it is. She wants the beach wedding. Oh my God, this is a dumpster fire.
No, that's super important, but maybe just consider a wedding on the prairie. You know what I mean? We can make it nice. Have some horses.
Look at her. She's like, hold up. Look.
Really, nigga?
Look.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I don't know how much money Miona's bringing to America and how much she's got saved. Miona and I have not discussed finances, which is huge and it's very important, especially when a lot of the pressure is being put on my shoulders. Los Angeles is a dream that is obtainable, but not right now. And I hope that she can just follow me in this direction of staying in South Dakota, being more conservative with our money, and understanding that we're thinking about the long-term goal, not just the present.
Cisco. I know you think that without Miona, your life is incomplete. See what I did there? Right? I know you're asking Miona, how deep is your love for me? I get it. I get all that. Understand that. You think that these are the times we all live for? No. Miona is not trying to live in South Dakota, fam. And I think he knows that he can't sustain that for her. That's why he's trying to get her to move to South Dakota. Or be okay with living in South Dakota. How exactly are they going to move and live to Los Angeles? Huh? How in the world is that supposed to... And again, this girl wants the Kardashian lifestyle. She looks like Kim. She's done her level best to look like Kim Kardashian. Right? She wants the beach wedding. She's shopping. She doesn't want to... Ay, ay, ay. This... And listen, man, Cisco's a good-looking kid, but he's young. Man, he's young. This woman is going to red pill the hell out of him.
I know you don't want to be here in South Dakota, but you can consider us saving funds and having a marriage here.
I don't want to live there, Jerry. I really don't. I don't know what's the nicer way to save this, but if I wanted a small city life, I could stay just here in Nish and live that type of life. I really don't want to come to America and live like a 50-year-old.
There it is. See? This is bad.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not asking you to. We're not going to be living in South Dakota for the rest of our lives. I'm just saying 6 to 12 months and possibly getting married here.
When you tell me about getting married there, that sounds even worse than South Dakota.
Because
getting married is one time to meet in life, and I really want it to be really special.
Oh boy.
I totally agreed on the beach wedding. I don't know why you're changing it now.
See, the reason why Cisco agreed to the beach wedding, Cisco probably agreed to the beach wedding, like, during sex. Like, before, during, or after sex. They were probably making out. She probably was sucking his dick. She's like, yeah, we're going to have a beach wedding. He's like, yes, totally a beach wedding. Yeah, we're going to get married on the beach. We're going to see dolphins. This is bad.
It's not a big of a deal.
Oh, see, there we go. It's not that big of a deal. See, Miona, like most women, have no concept of money. They have no concept of money and how hard it is to both attain and save. It's not easy to make money, okay? And I said this in my speech. There's never been an easier time to become a millionaire than right now. That's 100% facts. But by the same token, women still don't understand the value of a dollar. This woman is about to come to America. She thinks she's going to come to America and things are just going to all fall into place because she's got this Cisco lookalike and she wants to live in LA or New York and da 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 da. This right here is a symptom of Instagram, guys. This is a symptom of Instagram. This is the scourge of Instagram, guys. This is the result of girls being addicted to their phones, girls being addicted to Instagram. The Instagram lifestyle is not a sustainable lifestyle. It is not. It's not, man. Nobody lives the Kardashian lifestyle except for the Kardashians, and even they don't live it 24/7. That's why girls are fucking miserable. This is going to be extremely, you know, I'll tell you what. If nothing else, it is must-see TV.
Miona is thinking about herself with the wedding, and she's not quite thinking about my perspective, because when she's often talking about, I want the city life, I hear her talking about I instead of we. This is a marriage. Now we're coming together and we're joining as one, as a force. So this is where we need to compromise and sacrifice for one another. I mean, I could be...
Cisco, that's not going to happen. I can look at Miona and tell what kind of woman she is, man.
Recording an album with my band... But instead, I've moved back in with my parents just to get Miona to the United States. Do you love me enough to stay in South Dakota for 12 months?
Nope.
How does that have anything to do with how much I love you. Of course I love you, but
nope.
I could stay in Serbia and live with my parents and have that type of lifestyle.
See, she doesn't love Cisco. She just wants the lifestyle. For her, it's lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. This is why, again, this is why feminism and the United States, like, we're poisoning the world, man. We are poisoning the world, man. And listen, man, the Kardashians are going to do what they do, but Instagram, the Kardashian lifestyles and reality TV, it's poisoning women all over the world. This woman thinks that living the Kardashian lifestyle is just easy. Oh, I want to see New York and LA. Really? How are you going to get there? Huh? You want to live it? You want a beach wedding in LA? Okay, that sounds great, but how are you going to pay for it? What are you going to do for a living? You're just going to be an Instagram model and just money just comes from every no. It does not work that way.
So that was a no to my question then.
That's not what I said. Don't change my words, please.
This is already bad.
Marriage is a super big thing. So it makes me a little bit nervous that we haven't completely figured out how to compromise yet. We need to stay in South Dakota and we need to save money. But I know that she's just really excited to move on with our lives. So I hope that she can have some patience.
Patience is not a strength of women like Miona, Cisco. It's just not gonna happen, bruh.
I have to go, okay?
All right, bye. I guess I'll we'll finish this conversation later.
Yep, she's that
Oye,
bitch.
Yo estoy buscando un ramo de flores para mi prometida. Her and I have
Latin
been
lover.
Waiting for this for so long. And I'm traveling that, in my opinion, with something worse than drugs, and it's like an expired passport. It's like, what the f*** am I gonna do that? That scared me a lot. A lot.
Oh boy. Here we go.
I just got to the airport. I'm feeling excited, and I'm sure the emotions are only gonna multiply while I'm waiting to board.
Today I'm flying to the Dominican Republic to get Guillermo and bring him back to the United States with me. I haven't seen Guillermo in over a year. I can't wait to squeeze him and hug him and see his little face.
Sounds like she's talking about
his child. Babe, I'm coming for you. And this is the beginning of the rest of our lives.
I'm going to fly down to meet Guillermo in the Dominican Republic because he has an expired passport and that could be problematic.
I'm literally a ball of nerves. I'm just like getting more and more anxious as the minutes go by, but we shall see how it goes.
My name is Guillermo. I'm 23 years old. I live in
Caracas, Venezuela.
Dominican Republic, but I'm from Venezuela, Caracas. When everything starts changing in Venezuela.
So she's 6 years older than he is, but the age gap, we haven't seen much of her. She looks good. There's no question about it. She looks great, blah, 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 blah. But she's given off these MILF vibes. She's 29, but she acts like she's 35. She's only 6 years older than this guy. So, I don't know.
I was super young. The economy started going a little bit down. I couldn't go to university because it was getting too expensive. And we cannot afford food. Ay, vieja, loco. One day I saw little kids fighting for food in the garbage. The next day, I went to protest the government.
Oh, boy.
I was part of the resistencia.
What?
And I saw so many things. I remember the last one. I thought that I was going to die. The police were everywhere shooting.
Wow. Miami J, who is Venezuelan. Miami J, who is Venezuelan, I think was down there. I forget about what happened, but I remember Miami J being in Venezuela for that.
And that it was my last one. Because, okay, I want to protest, but also I want to still alive.
To the beach.
I went to Punta Cana because both of my brothers were living here. When I got to the R, I started like getting focused in my work, knowing that I can actually help so much my family in Venezuela. Buen día.
What, is that an Uber?
Buen día, señor.
¿Qué tal? After I got in the R, I started working in a restaurant, and it was going so well. I was learning English, and one day, a beautiful day, I met Kara. She's American, beautiful, talented. And it was like, damn.
Yep, she's home. Yep.
One night, we were drinking.
This right here is slut face, guys. This right here is slut face.
A little bit then, she was like, so, do you want to kiss me? I was like, oh my God, like. And I was nervous, but in the same time, like, I won't lose this opportunity. That's the beginning.
You see how she's concentrating on the camera? Yeah, she's a hoe for sure. She's a hoe for sure.
Oye, yo estoy buscando un ramo de flores para mi prometida,
okay,
que la voy a recibir ahorita en el aeropuerto.
¿Eso está bonito?
Sí,
está colorido,
no,
llamativo.
Está chévere, está lindo, está bonito. When I met Kara, I wasn't looking for a relationship. Yes, I had little dates, but you cannot even call them dates because...
It was just fucking Guillermo. We know all about it.
Party, kiss, bye.
Yeah.
But Kara is like perfect for me. Damn, some like cliche.
Yeah, she's got that infinity tattoo. Yeah, she's got the infinity tattoo. She's got the butterfly tattoo. Yeah, this is.
Hey, but, yeah, I mean, she's the one.
Oh, boy, this poor fella. These, I swear to God, these American women.
How are you?
I haven't seen Kara in almost a year. It's feeling like a movie. It's feeling...
So Jay Blaze says, he'll fuck all her friends. You know what? She'll fuck all his friends, too.
It's making me feel so nervous. It's making me feel like, is she gonna still in love with me when she see me? Oh, yeah, baby. Oh my God.
Amor! How are you?
This is strictly sexual. That's all this is.
You look so cute.
How do you feel?
Good. So cute.
Better now.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Happy.
Yeah.
Beyond words. No words.
Love you, baby.
I love you.
I'm so excited right now. It's just like, she's back home, you know?
Our home. Now you're coming to my home, which will be our home.
Kiki Anomaly says is waiting for a woman at a gate beta.
Yep.
Absolutely. You wait for her at a bar somewhere. Especially with flowers. Man, listen, man, Kara's got a nice body. That's for sure. Ooh, she's got a nice body.
Lady?
Senor?
I feel a little bit sad too. I'm leaving
Kara's
friends,
hot. There ain't no
but
question
I will
about
have
it, man.
New friends.
She's,
so
and the thing is,
excited.
Is she looks, she has a very innocent look. She's got those big doughy eyes. She's got freckles. She's got the red hair, but you can tell she's a fucking freak.
It is sad. It's many emotions, and in some way, just because I'm Latino, it's very dramatic.
I'm very excited. I just want to hold your hand and look at you and just...
Feel so happy, like finally back together. But Something that scared me a lot.
Uh-oh.
Is that everyone says that immigration in the USA is gonna be like so difficult. Shit. That they're gonna ask me so many things, that they're gonna test me if I have drugs. And I'm traveling that, in my opinion, with something worse than drugs, and it's like an expired passport. It's like, what the f are you, am I gonna do that? So it's definitely.
Jay Blaze says he's fucking her for a green card, bless his little heart. No, I think he really does love this chick. I think that she is. And again, you know, Kara's not stupid. She older women, and she's weird. She's not a MILF, but she gives off MILF cougar vibes. Even though she doesn't look that old, she does act a little older. But it's no accident that he's 23. Like, a lot of these older women go after younger guys because they know they don't know any better. You always notice that these Instagram models, when they try to trap these NBA players, it's always rookies or first-year guys. In Brittany Renner's case, it was PJ Washington who was still in college. They're not pulling this shit on guys like Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant or James Harden or Joel Embiid or LeBron James or niggas that actually know the game. Nah, they're always going after the young, dumb guys. Well, this is what Kara's doing here.
He put a lot of pressure because Kara and I have been waiting for this for so long.
Apollo says, a woman I was in a friends with benefits situation with was dealing with a guy in Jamaica that she met on vacation. He was much younger than her, and it was almost the same thing as this situation. She wanted some control because she definitely couldn't control me. Huh, that's, oh, I guess you guys are probably right. Dre Raven says, I'm telling y'all, that's Natalie Lust. I have no idea who that is. Geeky Anomaly says, nah, dude. Immigration to the U.S. is some of the easiest, but yes, the expired passport is a problem. Yeah, listen, man. All this bitch has to do, all Kara has to do, is show her tits and kind of bat her doughy little eyes, and they'll stamp his papers, man. That's not going to be a problem.
I just hope that nothing stops us from being together.
Just because you have COVID together doesn't mean you have to get married.
Oh, man.
We don't know Kobe at all, so the judgment's still out there as to whether he's a good guy or not. We'll see what happens.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll tell you what, Mom and Dad, you're going to have to, there's going to have to be some sort of concession, because